Alright, this is gonna be another review. I know, right? But, yeah, I'm filming this with my headphones on because, there's a lot of noise around me, and I figured, well, I wanted to get this done, so, don't like it. But, you gotta do what you gotta do, if you will. We're taking a look at a film from 2015. Today's film is Flowers. Directed and written by Phil Stevens. Starring Colette Kenny McKenna. Crystal Fitch. Anastasia Blue. And, a few other people. But this movie is about it's basically an abstract surreal horror film centering around six dead women waking up in a crawl space below the killer's house. It's a simple plot, but it works for this kind of film. But let's get into this one. Because, I got stuff to say about it. Now we open up with a shot of a body in a crawl space. We get some really creative direction in this film with some cool camera angles, which I like. We get a great atmosphere with some good gore. I mean, this film really does give you that nasty feeling, if you will. Which I won't go into later. Because it is of note. Then we're introduced to our killer cutting this chick. That's a really good scene. You got some really good gore there. And we cut back to the girl from earlier who finds her way to this bathroom from Saw, basically. It's disgusting. Dirt everywhere. Mold everywhere. A decapitated pig head is in the sink. And a body is in the tub there. Really nasty. Very well done effects. I love it. And she has kicked the door and get a rusty nail on the foot. And we cut to the girl from the crawl space knocking down one of the mirrors. There. And we get some awesome claustrophobia going on here. Throughout this film. Then we cut to a chick having dinner with a pig carcass, which is pretty nasty here. She then vomits and we get some cool body horror here. With a wound in her chest that's pretty nasty too. And one of the victims does do makeup. For some reason they focus on this part a lot. Don't ask why. The killer then hammers a chick. And of course, she's also killed with that. And our film closes with the killer sleeping with the dead bodies. The movie's only an hour and 20 minutes, but let me say, this movie is pretty good. I was very surprised by it. Phil Stevens did a great job directing this. This movie is definitely worth checking out. I'll say, this is not a perfect film. I think the pacing at times could have been a little better. But I really did like this. Now, I would say, definitely a low budget film. In the credits, You could straight up see, you know, where they got a lot of things from, but they did a great job with it. I'm just going to say, I am proudly able to recommend this. You know, if, you know, you're into these type of films. Yeah, guys, that was a short review, but yeah, guys, keep it brutal. You can find this one, check it out, and have a nice day.